Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. That's what's going on. Don't be shocked. You're not lost. This is a special edition of The Ride as we come with you with our Rampage Show. And if you don't know what the Rampage Show is, man, that's when we go off about everything. We are very upset, and we talk about the things that he's getting talked about. So we're about to let y'all have it. Yes. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. 2 hours of power. We're about to go down right now. Man, oh, man, it's so good to talk to y'all. Listen, y'all, my bad about last week. You know, life happens, so we had to flip it back for a minute. But we good now. We good now. We have a special show for you on this coming Wednesday. But don't worry. We'll be back on our regular Mondays starting next week. So don't worry. We'll get you through your Mondays. We know that y'all missed us. Got a lot of emails and texts cussing me out, so it's all good. It's all good. My bad. I made a mistake. That happens sometimes. What's good, y'all? I'm glad that we're back with us. I'm glad that you got picked up for the ride. We're about to go down, man. Oh, man, what an incredible show we got going on for you today. It is the Pissed Off Show. We're about to go in on everything today. The main topic today is it's a sore subject with me, so you might hear me go out of character, but this god darn Donald Trump, we're going to talk about his ass. And then the Battle of the Sexes is going to be interesting when my co-hosts go at it. Tonight's episode of the Battle of the Sexes, and if you remember, Mr. Bodega is the reigning champion. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, the Battle of the Sexes tonight is, who's the better lover? Is it the men who set that up, or is it the ladies who bring it down? So we're going to tap into that. Feel free to give us a call here, y'all, 646-716-4008. Hit that number one if you want to vote for Mr. Bodega or vote for La, and we'll hear you out, hear yourself on the radio, and we'll talk about you a little bit. You know, that's all we can do here. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring on the diva of the show, the very lovely, the very talented, my girl, La Rose. La, what's good, baby girl?
Good evening, everyone. Hope everybody is well. Thanks for listening in. How are you, Abisco?
You said that kind of robotically. Are you okay? Is this really Lala?
Absolutely, this is me. Who else is it gonna be? I don't think anyone can replace me. That's just me.
I don't think so either. I'm afraid to try, to be honest with you. That's real. I'm afraid.
I don't think anyone wants to take me up on that challenge. They would pass.
No.
But sure.
I don't think they got the energy, to be honest with you. They will just fall out of the way. That's what I think.
Oh, man.
What's been going, Lala? I seen your little commercial. Lala, if y'all don't know, Lala is a star. She is a incredible actress. She is very talented. She has a public safety commercial out in the Florida area. So if you're not down here in Florida, if you're in Pittsburgh or you're in wherever you're at, listen to The Ride, man. She is a very talented actress. And Lala, go ahead and tell a little bit about your commercial that you just completed.
You know, so during the break for Thanksgiving, a young man approached me, like, just before the holiday. And he said, hey, I need help with a project. Do you think you can do it, or maybe someone else can do it? And I said, I can do it. And then that was it. So on Sunday, I had a few accounts out in the Sarasota, Venice area that I needed to maintain, as well as accompany my friend. And he called and say, are you still able to work on that project? I need you here at 10 o'clock. So I was like, okay, but what am I supposed to do? Like, he didn't give me a breakdown of what I needed to do. So he said, well, I really just need you to cry. And I'm like, okay, I can cry. You know, that's simple for me. He didn't believe me, actually. He didn't think that I could pull it off. And doing the that took about, you know, it was only 2 minutes. But the scene was about an hour, 15, 20 minutes, and it was improv, the whole entire thing. Like, I didn't know anything with the exception of I needed to cry. And let me tell you, during the entire process, we actually laughed the entire time. So it's funny how I was able to, when the 911 call was made, like, you could feel the emotion. But afterwards, I was, like, dying laughing. Like, it was hilarious to me. Until, of course, the final project came out, and then I was like, you know what, I can't listen to this. This is too much. It's overwhelming. So, yeah, it was awesome. I had a good time.
You did really good on that. It was very believable that you wrecked with your son. It was very believable when you were crying. I laughed probably just like the first 4 minutes of it because, you know, it was your birthday and, you know, your son's shirt wasn't ironed. So I laughed about a lot of things, but I got the message. So it's all good. I got the
message. Awesome. And that was the purpose. So I was so glad. I got so much feedback from it, so many inboxes and texts. Like, I'm still getting texts about it right now to this day. Actually, as of late last night, actually, and early this morning to think about it. And my grandson, believe it or not, he watched it like 10 times and had so many questions about it. So, yeah, it definitely touched even a five-year-old. So
that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, we all have to worry about ironing our shirt. Like, when your son wrecked the car, we wasn't concerned about his seatbelt. We was like, why ain't he got an iron? Is it broke? Because his shirt was all balled up. It had the turkey neck going, and so we had to worry about, you know, if he had access to an iron. Is his dry cleaning up? I'm so glad that his shirt was eventually pressed when he wrecked.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
You did very well on that, so I just want to holler out.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the second part of this wonderful 2 hours of Power Man, I guess the best way to describe this gentleman is he is multi-talented, multi-ignorant, and he is a very successful store owner. We love him. We appreciate him because we have no choice. For all y'all who's new, it is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Bodega. Mr. Bodega, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's going on, my people? Everything good? Good weekend, you know. I'm sorry I didn't see your commercial, but I guess you got to send me a copy to my store. And I could, like, do duplicates or whatever, and I could sell them on my store, you know? I could make you some profit. For all the people that didn't see it, you know, I could sell them on my store. I got the DVD. I got it right there.
That's some love right there, Mr. Bidet, because I know you don't do that.
Yeah, we could put a picture of you, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know her. We were close friends from high school, you know, she's very good what she does. I think we can make a profit. Think about it.
Mr. Bodega, he's always about the profit, man. How's the store going, bro? Everything good there?
Good. Making that money, you know. More work, more problems, more money.
Oh, man.
But everything good, everything good, you know, with the family and enjoying, working hard. Nothing much. There's nothing much you could do.
That's what's up, man. That's a good thing. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it, man. How's the inventory? Because, you know, last time we talked, you had actually upped it. You had 4 cans of 2-year-old green beans and 2.
I'm telling you, you keep on going to a different store that you think is mine and it's not mine. It's the average.
Oh.
The average, the average over there in the corner, they like the old stuff. Yeah. It's not my store. That's not my store.
My bad. I thought that was yours because you was there, you know, hanging around trying to sell bootleg DVDs.
I was scoping the store because they were saying, so I'm trying to think. I'm going to see if I can buy it. It's not mine. It's not my store.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I hope you're fired up, Mr. Bodega, because we're about to go into it today, man. Today is the Rampage Show. This is usually a fun show. We kid and we go back and forth and we laugh and we have a good time. Lala always calls us by our Christian name on the air. So it's all good. It's all fun. We love it. But not tonight. Tonight we are going in. There's just too much shit going on out there that we have got to talk about. And remember, that's why you got us. We are the show. We talk about the things that you may have to whisper about. Or you might have to, you know, say something to your buddy. But we're going to say it loud. We're going to get out there and talk about it because this stuff here is going on. And, yeah, we need to address it. So, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do. 646-716-4008 is the number. You hit that number 1, we'll bring you on. We'll talk about you. We'll talk with you. And, don't forget, you know, we're going to go in today. This is a Rampage Show. But most importantly, the battle of the sexes. And I know I've asked around today. It is a touchy subject. And I'm not afraid to go there with y'all. But the subject today in the battle of the sexes. Now, y'all, we're going to need your help on this one. Who's the better lover? Is it the men? Is it the men who set the tone? Do we do all the what we got to do? We put it down? You know, that's let me give me a bell for that one because I thought that was. Or is it the ladies who says like, nah, we got it, we set the tone. It's all about us and what we doing. So we're about to get into it. So if y'all got a feeling, you got a comment, you want to talk on the road, by all means, call that number. Person number 1 will bring you on, and we'll have some fun with it. That's what's up. All right, so. Without further ado, let's get into these headlines, boy. Woo!
Being on some chips, we go 0 to 100 real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bills, and I don't feel it, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you sold, I've been still sold down to earth. Won't do it, we can do it on a turf. 0 to 100 real quick, real quick. Whole squad on the
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to The Ride. We usually do it on a Monday night. Tonight is a special edition of The Ride. We're going to hit you up on this Wednesday. It's good to hear from y'all, man. We've seen a lot of love on our switchboard, a lot of love on the Facebook page, a lot of love on the talk, man. So it's all good. We appreciate the love. We really do. That's what's up, and that's what we do. We do it for our people, man. If you have anything that you want to push or plug or you want to get on radio and talk about, whatever, by all means, hit us up, 646-716-4008. We'll bring you on, man, and that's what we do. You give us the love, we give it right back. So that's what's good. So we're going to get into, you know, this is the topic of the discussion today, and I just want to tell my co-hosts, Lala and Mr. Bodega, man, I want y'all to rip these daggone headlines and main topics today because we need to talk for our people. We need to talk and let them know, you know, we got their back. So tonight's topic is that my, excuse me, I'm going to try to say this really calm. I know this is a comedy show. However, this mother, okay, I'm going to start over again. Donald Trump, this fool, I really don't know what planet he came from or what transformed him in. You know, y'all remember that movie, what's it called? Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where they took the people and replaced them with an alien. I think that's what happened to this dude, for real, for real. Things he says are so offensive, are so downright ignorant, but the people love him. So my question to my co-host is, do y'all really think that Donald Trump can win the presidency? Is that going to be the next president? Lama, I'll start with you.
I honestly don't think so. I think he's a clown and he belongs in a circus. just a waste of time. A waste of time, a waste of money. Like, there's so many other things that could be done other than just clowning around. Like, he really, I honestly believe he takes it as a joke. Has to.
I think the people are taking him seriously because all they keep saying is that he's leading in the polls, which he is. They like his stance on ignorance because every time he makes a damn ignorant comment, everybody's like, oh, yeah, he did good. So apparently he's going to win. He might win. Who's going to stop him, Lala?
Actually, I think it's more about race than it is about politics. just, I mean, it runs a little deeper, or a lot deeper than
we didn't talk about that already.
We already
crossed that bridge. But go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We bring up all shit. Go ahead.
I just think it's a racial, you know, he's drawing in people from a racial perspective more so than for what his purpose should be. You know, you're running for the president of the United States and you
here's my question for you, Lala. Let me ask you this, for real, for real. Okay, so you say it's a race issue, right? So it has something to do with race. But they say, you know how we say what people, you know, they're scared to say? They say he's doing the same thing. They say he speaks for the country on, you know, how the country is feeling in regards to race, that he's leading the way. He's speaking for them, but they're afraid to say it. You agree with that? Hold on, let me get the Jeopardy song track going while you think about this shit.
Okay. Don't do me.
Up the face, Mr. Bodega.
Say what?
She's struggling.
No,
to me, I think it's all publicity.
Yeah. No, I'm just, like, want to be cautious about what I say. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea.
This is the show. This is what we do. We got to get it out there. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I mean, he does make some good points, especially, he does make good points.
However, fuck, man? We gotta get this shit together, guys.
No, what I mean is, he speaks to things that all cultures should be comfortable stating. He says it. Whereas, for instance, now when he spoke against the Hispanics, they shut him down. When they took their funding, they stopped sponsoring him, you know, whatever the case may be. Same thing with the Islamics, but with blacks, we actually, like, we just always drop the ball. I don't understand.
We're going to hit back on that one because I got a whole bunch of stuff to say about that. Mr. Bodega, now, Lala brought up a good point where Trump was talking all this yin-yang about building this 400-foot wall and, you know, to keep the immigrants out, to keep the Latinos speaking out. He had mentioned before everybody that calls a business needs to speak English. Everybody who, you know, does business in America needs to speak English, clearly. What's your feel about that, bro? Because you own a lot of stores.
I guess it's ignorant. It's ignorant. If he wants to, why can't he learn Spanish?
He's saying because you're in America.
Still, why can't you learn a different language? Like, if you look at it, wherever you go, a lot of people speak English and Spanish. So
right.
why you don't learn Spanish?
That's true. Good point,
you know,
man. I mean,
it doesn't make no sense. And then everything that he's doing is just basically publicity, publicity, publicity. That's the way I look at it.
Can I speak to that for a minute? Now, I was born and raised here in America, okay? And we only spoke English. That's all we were required to speak. Now, I respect totally what Mr. Bodega has to say, because we do have a lot of, or an overwhelming amount of Hispanics here in the States. However, and we do need to accommodate them. And we should be able to understand what they're saying. But I think it goes two ways. I think if you were born and raised in a state that was fluent in Spanish and you immigrate over to a state that's fluent in English, then
of course. You gotta learn the language, of course.
Right,
but then again,
right,
why can't he do the same thing? But at the same time, you're not going to, like, take something from one person because they don't know to an age. They didn't got the chance, or they didn't have the time, or they didn't have the opportunity to learn that different language. And
right.
Just because they don't know that language, you're going to take them off of whatever they build from the ground up. And he should know because, well, not really, because he had everything handed to him.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, so... Then you're going to talk about the Latinos and the Muslims and all this. And now they're your best buddies? Give me a break. Like,
that's a front.
That's a front.
Yeah, for sure. And he's trying to start a race war is what I see.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what I want to hear. That's what I think he's trying to do.
Yeah, and I keep hearing people say, oh, the president is trying to start a race war. No, the president is not doing that, nowhere near close to what this man is doing. It seems like every week he's picking out a different, you know, culture and causing problems. Like, the dude is trying to cause a race war. Even if we back up a few weeks where there's a, you know, African-American, black American guy at his event, and they attack the man. What do you get out of that? You cannot get any
again. And then again, we are in what, 2016, and we still struggling with a race? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Right.
Like,
right.
You should be a better and bigger man, and if you want to be president, it doesn't matter what freaking color or race or you are. You're the president.
Absolutely.
You're going to help everybody because
mm-hmm.
it's in your heart to help everybody.
That's
not
right.
Like, oh, no, I'm just, no, it has to be American, just American. I'm going to build a wall and da da da. No, like, If they say like they say, no, United States or, you know, land of the free, you know, like, keep it in your heart and be like, okay, we're going to help anybody and everybody. It doesn't matter. I want to be that great president that everybody could be like, oh, damn, he was amazing. He took us without knowing
yeah.
Spanish, English, or whatever language we need, and he helped everybody.
The thing that's
no,
about
he,
it,
he doesn't seem it that way.
He don't do it. Yeah, I agree. Like, and to Lala's point, the dude, we're going to hit on that in a minute. The black guy who was at the rally he was the Black Lives Movement. He's just a protester, apparently. He didn't, you know, he got his ass whipped. let's just call a spade, he got the blackness whipped off of him, and Donald Trump said, get him. That reminds me of some lynching. If you don't, you know, that's basically what happened. He in a room by himself, he whistled at a white woman or Donald Trump, and he got lynched. I mean, seriously, that's basically what happened. He got lynched. So, I don't know. So
the thing that gets me is like Obama has done a lot of great things, and right. they still bash him. And then you got this clown saying all this racist shit and stupidity that he comes out with, and they are applauding him.
That's my point. They're
really
they're voting for this dude. I mean, granted, there's not really much that's running against. Who you want? Another damn Bush in the office? I think we Bushed out, to be honest with you. And he don't really talk no good English.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
I am definitely
pushed out. Who are you going to vote for? Who is he going? So it's either Trump, Bush, Ben Carson, I forget the other dude. What's his name? Rubio? I think it's Rubio. He don't even stand a chance. Last time we heard about him, he was talking about his shoes. So I don't know what the hell who's going to run against Trump. It looks like he's going to be a runaway winner of the Republican Party. So... who we got?
Man, I'm gonna vote for Hillary. Hillary should go and be president. Fuck that.
No, that's a joke.
It's something to do. Like he said, it's media. Keep everybody in uproar.
Hillary. Hillary. You said that for Hillary Clinton. You're voting for.
Yeah, the one that the husband is the pimp. Yeah, her.
Dollar Bill's wife.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bro.
I say Hillary too.
Really? What? Oh, man, let me be the voice of reason. Hillary Clinton, Hillary, Dollar Bill's wife. Y'all remember Dollar Bill Clinton? Hillary's wife not only got busted lying about emails. That's like if I send an email to Mr. Bodega's store saying that, hey, look, here's what's going on. We about to wreck Lala's son's car, but don't tell nobody. She basically got caught lying, and they spilled it. And because they didn't, you know, like how O.J. got off? You know how O.J. got off because it didn't fit, they had to quit? That's basically what happened. So the presidential Congress or whatever, they couldn't even kill it. They asked the wrong damn questions. They was like, well, can you explain? Can you explain? I can explain a whole lot of shit, but that don't mean it's the truth. So Hillary had got off. I'd rather vote for the old guy. Who's the old mean guy? I forget that man's name. I want to say it's what is his name? Oh, Fred Flintstone. I'd rather vote for his monkey ass before I vote for Hillary Clinton. And another thing, the Democrats done, all they do is they say, oh, we want the black vote, we want the black vote, this, that, and that thing. Then when it comes to do something, they ain't never be found. Where they at? Where are they at? There should be no damn reason someone who makes $7 an hour got more food in their damn refrigerator than me. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on a tangent.
That's more of a reason.
There should be no reason if you have two children, you get $1,600 worth of food stamps every month. What kind of shit is that? Would you work for $1,600 worth of food stamps? I wouldn't. I'd sit my ass right in my house, and I would sell stuff I got from the Bodega's house.
And then that's your fault. And then at that point, that's your fault. That's the decision.
Man, and you
call
and we deliver, too. Shit.
It's not like fraud. Do you take food stamps for delivery as payment?
No, just for the food.
Go ahead and tell it.
Just for the food, but come on, you gotta hit something with. You gotta hit the kid with the bicycle with the delivery. You gotta hit it with something.
I'm just saying, there should be no reason if you don't got no job and you a career student. You know what a career student is? That's their job. They go to school. I've met what's it called? Certified nursing people. You know the people.
And that's why they go. And that's why they continue. That's why they continue their education.
For they're not being doctors. You don't go to the damn nurse for 4 years.
No,
so
that they can continue to get over on the state. They're smart.
You've been in Lovely for 4 years, and then you're going to take an undergraduate to be a shoe salesman. So that's another 4 years. Meanwhile, you're getting $60 a month of food stamps, and your refrigerator is overflowing. You mad because you got to throw food out. And I'm probably next to you trying to collect that food, put it in my refrigerator. It's ridiculous. That's what the Democrats gave us. They said,
I'll tell you what. I am very tempted to call Sally Mae, Maggie, and everybody else. Like, I want to get them the degree back. It has not been helpful to me. And then they can, like, write off my loans or do something. I'm wondering if I can get it back.
Someone needs to do something for me.
It's useless.
Everybody stop. They're like, yeah, you're right. It's some shit, for real. If I'm going to drag my ass up at 5 o'clock just to get ready to go to work, punch the clock, do 80 hours every 2 weeks so that Uncle Sam could take all my damn taxes to pay for this damn welfare so that they can have $1,600 worth of food in their refrigerator. Meanwhile, I got 2 ketchup bottles, a half a bottle of 7-Up that's been flat, and a half a eaten Steak'em. There's a problem.
So why don't you just buy some So why don't you buy some food stamps then?
Well, maybe I do, but I don't want to put that on there.
Don't complain about it. Join in on the fun. That's all. That's all you got
to
do.
Don't worry. You can come to one of my stores. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we got to do there for. I go right down there and you know. Anyway, I'd like to put your business out there. But yeah, so I don't know who I'm going to vote for next year because Democrats is the same old shit. It's, oh yeah, we love the black people. We need your voting. We got to stop these white devils from coming in. Meanwhile, they don't do shit. And at least the Republicans are like, yeah, look, y'all need to stop this. We're going to eliminate everything. We're going to call you niggas, and we're going to talk about you. But at least we're talking to you in your face. So I don't know who to vote for, what to vote for, but I sure as hell ain't voting for Donald Trump. It'll be a cold day in August before I vote for that fool. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope. It ain't happening.
I'll move
back to Puerto Rico. That's for damn sure.
I'll go right with you, bro. You think I'm kidding? Canada look mighty fine right now.
I'm trying to tell you. I told you that last time.
You did. I might have to pack light, get a heavy coat, bomber jacket, something, then move right across the border.
Just leave everything. Start over.
I would. At least I can get some, free health care. I can get, go to a couple hockey games. I can do some stuff.
Education.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's too cold for me, though.
I got to make deals to get food stamps. It's hard in the United States right now.
Too cold for me, though.
Yeah,
all these complaints. You can't have it your way. They only do
that.
Man,
I'm going to Santo Domingo, and I buy a house in Santo Domingo for like $15,000 with a pool.
Oh, for real?
And like 7 bathrooms and 10 bedrooms.
In that case, I want to go with you.
Yeah.
No,
see, you ain't
wait. Nobody that know English can come to Santo Domingo.
I was just going to tell you that. I don't speak no habla español, un habla inglés.
In the words of my sweet co-worker, Ms. Angela Davis, un momento, por favor.
Un momento, por favor.
Love you, Miss Davis, if you're listening. I swear to goodness, every time you get that one of them calls, boy, I light up. I could be having the worst day, but as soon as I hear it say, un momento, por favor, boy, everything, my life.
I miss that. Oh, man, I get a laugh out of that. It's hilarious.
Day, and let me tell you, when she un momento someone. Anyway, so yeah, so that part, man. And then here is a shit that I really want to get into as far as the main topic, man. And we're gonna get into it like right about right now, because this shit here, wow. We're gonna take a little break, let you know, bring it in, take a breath, because I gotta get something to drink, because I'm about to go off on this next portion. So hold on, everybody. About to get dirty, everybody, on the ride. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Special Wednesday edition of the Rampage, what we call the show, the ride. 646-716-4008 is the number. Press number one if you want to talk about it. I'm going to just go ahead and unload here. Our main topic today, what we're discussing, is your homeboy Donald Trump and his just blatant ignorance. He's just a blatant bigot. He's a blatant racist. And the country seems to be going gaga over him. I mean, it looks like he's going to wrap up the Republican nomination. But what I wanted to address on this segment of the ride is, I had to really calm myself for real, before I got into this little bit of the topic, because when I saw it, when I heard it, when I read about it, I mean, you heard the expression 38 hot. If I was ready to punch people in the necks, how ignorant and stupid this is. But we're going to talk about it. So recently, last weekend, and apparently the presidential nominee, Donald Trump, he met with the quote unquote, Let me say that to y'all again. He met with the quote unquote black pastors who are leaders. It's hard for me to get this out. Anyway, so he met with these black pastors in an undisclosed location in New York somewhere, and after 2 hours of meeting with Mr. Trump, 100 pastors, black pastors, came out. These are the leaders of the black folks, I guess, or the minorities, or whatever the hell they want to say. They came out of this room with Donald Trump, and now they have his endorsement. They say he is the greatest man since Malcolm X. He talked to them about what he's going to do for their church, what he's going to do for the black folk, and these 100 black pastor leaders embarrassed themselves on national television talking about how Donald Trump is the best thing that came along since John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Gandhi. And you got to laugh to keep from the ignorance from coming up. So when I was watching these fools, and I don't know if anybody's out there who Roland Martin is. Roland Martin is an excellent juggler. He does a juggler's TV show. Roland Martin show, man, and he just lamb face at these pastors going off. So, and some of the things he was saying is like, so everybody knows Donald Trump is this real estate mogul, and he can put up, you know, buildings, and that's how he got to start after his daddy gave him $500 million. How he got to start. He's a self-made man thanks to his dad who gave him all that money, and that's what happened. So when in this meeting of black leaders, of these black pastors who are supposed to be leaders of these churches, he asked them, he said, okay, so y'all talk about, you know, creating jobs and real estate? And these Amos and Nandy fools kept saying, no, we ain't get time to talk about that. You in the motherfucking room with this fool for 2 hours, you ain't talk about creating jobs, you ain't talk about violence against minorities, you ain't talked about anything as far as social, economical responsibility, how to uplift minorities, how to get them to not be afraid of the police brutality, how to get off of welfare, how to educate themselves, how to buy a home so you have equity. That's where the real business is. If you have any sense, if you buy a home, you have equity. That's your money. If you buy a house, you can take a loan on your house, you can get a mortgage out. That's instant money. So y'all didn't talk about none of that shit, but you talked about how the congregation is amazing, how their suits look amazing, and how well they speak in public. If you go to any of these fools' church, now hear me good. If you go to any of these fools' church, all these quote-unquote black leaders, I implore you, take off your left shoe, hold it in your right hand, throw it at these fools, and then walk the hell out with only one shoe on. That is the most ignorant shit I've ever heard. A blatant racist, and you didn't talk about nothing of the things that made him a successful businessman, because in the 2 hours that you sat in a room with this fool, you didn't have time to cover that. So my question is, what in the blue hell did you talk about for 2 hours? Anyone want to chime in? Thank you, Mr. Bodega. So
somehow
super fly pastors, and you should have saw them on the news. They got, you know, three-piece suits. They look sharp. They were coming out of the Bentleys, out of the limos. It looked like a damn Players Club pep convention down in Atlanta. That's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they stopped at Mr. Bodega's store, got them some Phillies, went into the damn limousine, got real nice, came out, and went to the crumbling herb at the Players Club. Then What the hell? You have the audacity, after 2 hours of meeting on nothing, you didn't talk about nothing, none of the major issues. I wish I was in that room to find out what they talked about. Does anyone want to have any guess aside from money? Lala, what do you think they talked about?
It was all about money. I mean, church and politics go hand in hand. It shouldn't, but it does. And where do you think they get their funding from? They can't get it from the members.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Now, let me hear Mr. Bodega real quick, because he said it first. He said money. Mr. Bodega, so out of the 2 hours that they sat with these leaders of people who, I mean, they're good at being like, okay, the collection plate will now be passed for the 76th time. So make sure that y'all get everything.
Excuse me.
2 hours, what did they talk? Go ahead, Lala. I'm sorry, because it makes me heated to even talk about this thing. Go ahead.
I am so sorry. I can't even call them leaders. The only name that I have for them, title, that they're worthy of, is a bunch of house Negroes, point blank period. That's just it.
Well,
and I know I went with
it. Go ahead. Yeah. I sat there and listening. Listen, I kid you not. And if my mouth would have been on the floor any longer, my dog would have walked into my mouth. That's how long it was on the floor after watching these two ignorant folks come out of a meeting for 2 hours. Well, you didn't talk about shit. You didn't talk about nothing. And all they said was, we support Donald Trump. We're going to tell all parishioners support Donald Trump. Now, Mr. Bodega, I know you're a businessman. I know this. What do you think they was talking about in that room for 2 hours, Mr. Bodega?
Money, 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 and more money, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that, and I'll give you a charity check for this and this and that, so you could keep on doing what you're doing if you give me your vote and talk nice about me. Ain't nothing
Absolutely.
To it.
And they pull that off successfully with big, smiley
Because
faces.
If it would have been the other way around and it wasn't about money, those people would attack in a bunch of questions to him. And why is the police doing this? And what are you going to do for the black people and the black community? And that, and you know, it would have been a different ballgame. But I bet it was all about money, and just basically that's it.
Why was it closed? Why couldn't the cameras come in there? Why couldn't you bring other people up that maybe was a seating arrangement? I don't know. And the thing about it is when President Obama ran for president, the NAACP, the great NAACP, they said, Barack, what you going to do? Because you ain't getting the black vote if you don't do something for the people. And apparently he did something for the people because he got elected. What in the blue hell is Donald Trump going to do for the black people when he already has said that they're lazy? He's already said that they are, it's them who antagonize the police. He's already said that when all the useless, the lives that were killed and lost, it was their fault. You should support your police. He's already said that. But you, Uncle Tom, sitting there talking, being like, okay, you get this. We'll back you up, Mr. Trump. Here's what I like to do, and maybe y'all can help me. I like to go to Walmart because it's open 24 hours. I like to go to Walmart right now and sit outside. You know how they have the little dude with the bell, and they say, donate to, oh, what's it called, Salvation Army? Yeah, you know how to do that? I like to have one.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, I like to get some, get people, donate money. I'll put, like, bodegas on the front of the bucket so they think it's legit. And then I will just take the money, buy all the damn baby powder that I could possibly buy, and slap all them people right in their face for all the stupidity and the way they looked on TV. That's all I feel about it. I thought that was the most comical, vengeful show I have ever seen in my life. Ever. And I've been with Mr. Bodega at the club when he's wearing his yellow glow-in-the-dark shirt. So I know ridiculous. And that was the most ridiculous thing I've seen in months.
Hold up. It wasn't yellow. It was gold.
Oh, sorry. Gold. glow-in-the-dark.
Because some friend of mine gave me a Steelers shirt, and I wanted to feel bad, you know. And I wore it, and everybody was like, oh, my God, look at this fool. But, you know, I did it.
What the fuck, man? We got to get this shit together,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no disrespecting of the Steelers on the show. Man, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen, man. And it makes me not want to, like, you know, you see televangelists and all that other stuff. It makes you really question, you know. Are we that stupid? I mean, literally. I'm not even talking about black people. I'm talking about minorities and such, because it ain't just black people who do it. You know, because I've seen, you know, a lot of, like, minorities. When I say minority, I'm talking about blacks, Latinos, everyone below whites, you know. They give their tithe, they give their hard-earned money. They go to work, they got to do. They give it to these pastors, and they expect them, you know, to lead them, you know, lead them so that they can live better, you know, things of that nature. And when I see these people, I truly get upset how these black pastors, I've never seen a black pastor, honestly, on television, let me clarify, on television, look like they don't got money. I mean, you would think, you should be humble. You should be like, you know, I don't got it. These people they look like a Mississippi pimp. They got gold on each hand. They got four-piece suit that glow in the dark. They got all these this, that, and other thing. And these are the leaders. Are we stupid? Lala, are we stupid?
Yes, we are. That word is probably too good for them.
Oh, shit.
Honestly. I'm so sorry.
What's your take on it, man? Because you're in the minority, and obviously there is a difference between the black churches and the Puerto Rican churches. Do you look at that and be like, what the fuck, or are we just like tripping?
I would give up my membership.
No, but it's crazy. It's true, like what you said. You see them with nice cars and like Rolex, and like, hold up, like, are they doing that well? Like, really? Ain't supposed to be about God, and you're
thank
okay.
Yes, go ahead, say it, Mr. Bodega. What's going on?
You know, it ain't supposed to be about God or about money. Like, who are you preaching for? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't go to church.
And then you see them, and then they're like, no, and they look like they're going to a damn club.
They do. Hey, have y'all heard of Creflo Dollar? Y'all know who that is?
The one with the plane?
This is a televangelist, Creflo Dollar. He's supposed to be a black leader. And he fleeced. When I say fleeced, I say fleeced. He fleeced his congregation out of money to buy a private jet so that he could spread the word.
Yeah.
He's on TV, but I guess he's not spreading the word. He's on radio,
but he's not.
He needs to get into his private jet that he got from his congregation and touch every damn body. Well, I'm in Tampa, Creflo, and I ain't see your ass yet. So I guess the jet is not working.
It ran out of gas.
And they got all that money, and you still sitting at church, and they pass the offering. Like, okay, yeah, pass out, give some money for the church. And you see people giving checks and $10 here and $5 there. Like, hell no, I ain't gonna give you nothing. You got a Rolex. What the heck? You should give me money.
Thank you.
No, and there are probably some members who probably don't have electricity or probably don't have food to eat, but they're actually donating or tithing, you know, whatever word that they use to justify begging people for money.
The tithing is the part that's supposed to go to the Lord, right? And the offering is supposed to go to the church fund that goes to the church and to, you know, to help support your pastor. If the tithe plate only goes around once, okay, I get it. If the offering plate goes around 42 damn times, there is a problem.
I need to go to that church and be helping with the offering then.
But then you have to blame the members, because why are they putting money in every single time it goes around? Like, at what point does it a flag not? Like, I don't understand. And why are you giving money to the church if you haven't paid your bills at home first?
The tithe, I get. I'm not talking about the tithe. Tithe is between you and God. I'm talking about the offering. If you can't get a ride to church in your pastor's limousine, then I don't think the offering plate needs to go around 72 times. I don't believe it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The amount of times that it goes around is just ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
17, 20?
Well, it went around after every song. And you know, black churches, they sing about 42 songs. The offering plate went around after every song. I just said, here, this they was asking me for my debit pin. They said, sign this thing here with a credit card receipt. I don't know what the hell was. I'm really at a loss of words.
What's your method of payment? We take checks.
They said, brother, we still go ahead and enter you in your PIN number right here. I said, what?
They take gift cards.
they say just go ahead and enter in your PIN number, Brother Briscoe, and you'll be good to go. I said, okay. like a good boy, I say, okay. Let's go to the line. Let's go to the switchboard and see if anyone else has any comments about tonight's topic. You are live. Who is this? Hello. You are live.
Hi.
What's going
Hello.
On? Welcome to the room.
Thank you. This is Riri.
Go ahead, Riri.
Hi, Miguel, Mr. Bodega, Miss Lala.
Yes, yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was just going to make a comment about the pastors and Trump.
Yeah, please.
They were sitting there having a men's meeting, and it was about where they bought their suits, who they screwed last night, and how to make more money. They were not there for the black community. They were there for how much they can get in their pockets. That's why
That's
they
right.
couldn't tell you anything.
That's right.
He was in the meeting. What else happened?
Well, they had some dancers in there.
You can have fly on the wall.
They had a VIP club. They had a spot for the dancers. See,
I like you, anyway.
Huh?
I like you.
Oh, yeah. Wrong. I'm telling you, that's how it is. It's like they just got some hush money. Do as I say and not as I do.
And that's a shame. And that's so real. That's so real, Riri. I mean, real talk. That's like when I saw them, and it was just 100. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't talk about no issues. What else you end up talking about? Money.
Money.
And
money.
And no one wants to admit it.
You get your group of people in your community to vote for me, I'll pad your pocket. You get your group over there and the Latinos and the whatever other race, and I'll pad your pocket. My pockets are deep, so I can give you, and nobody needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
sums it up.
That's my two cents.
Well, Riri, thank you so much. That was so real. That's what's up. That's Miss Riri, man, and she said it the truth. She said it just like how it went down.
100%.
Yeah, exactly. That's 100% real. That's all that was in there doing. If you think they were doing something else, then you need to be out there with them and give them your money because you're a fool, and that's real.
Yeah. Yep, no other way.
That's so real. All right, we're going to end this topic because I'm already sweating. And I'm like so sad. Anyway, we're going to get ready for the battle of sexes. Hold on, everybody. We're about to get it. yes, y'all. It's the time for the Battle of the Sexes as our defending champion, Mr. Bodega, is about to step in the arena. Local diva, Miss Lala Rose. She's going to see if she can get the belt back tonight. I don't know. He had a pretty good strong argument last time out. So Lala better bring her A game. So we're about to get deep into this one tonight. Tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, and feel free to call in and vote. Call in with any type of comments if you want. We thank Riri for taking time out of her night to give us a call and talk about the mother. Anyway, so we're in the Battle of the Sexes tonight, 646-716-4008. We're about to go deep, y'all. Tonight's topic is, who makes love better? Is it the man or is it the woman? And, I have a stake in this one tonight. So I want to hear some good arguments, and I want to see y'all get down with it. So first and foremost, let's hit the bell, and then we're going to come out fighting and boxing. That's what we're going to do. So first and foremost, we're going to go with the challenger, Miss Lala Rose. Let's see if she can get the bell back. Lala, who makes love better, men or women?
Well, you know something? That question is broad and can be, I mean, you got to narrow that down. Like, you can go so many different ways with that.
Well, let me hear your argument.
Well, are you talking about from a physical perspective, emotional perspective? Like, what are you?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me answer that with this.
What the fuck, man? We got to get this shit together, guys.
Lola, I just said, who is a better lover when it comes to throwing it down in the bedroom? Is it the man who puts it down, or is it the woman with the la, la, la who gets it going? We don't need you to go off into emotional thing.
that's just the type of person that I am. You know what? That's a neutral statement. It all depends on the person. I mean, it all depends on the individual. Some people are experienced and some are not. Now, if you ask me a personal experience.
Here we go.
I would say... I would have to say the females, but a male would, a male would probably 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10 say me. So that question is neutral. It depends on the person.
Okay. Let me do this then.
You know, it depends on the two partners.
All right, I dig that. Let me do this. What makes you the better lover?
Uh-oh. Listen.
Here we go. This is the first one, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
I am a pleaser. That is just who I am. And so I do whatever I need to do in order for my partner to be happy. Simple.
Did you say partners with an S? Partners?
No, I said partner.
Oh.
It was not plural.
Oh, okay. So your argument is you do whatever needs to be done to make sure your man is pleased. So you are in control. You do everything.
That's me.
So that's why women are...
And if I have an issue... I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's why women are better lovers.
But you asked me from my personal experience.
That's why I want you to come on.
But I can't speak for anyone else. Like, they have their own reason, and I have my own reason. Like, I can't say, that would be stereotyping that everybody does, you know, whatever, because that's what I do.
Oh. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's sort of like this.
What the fuck, man? We gotta get this shit together, guys.
No, what? We just trying to get to the point of it. God bless you. I love you so much. Lala,
Well, the thing is, if I am into, the more I'm into my person, the more chemistry, the more harmony, the more I'm going to try to do whatever it is that I need to do to satisfy my partner. You know what I'm saying? If it's just like, I'm not really feeling them like that, you know, then I'll limit myself to what I can do. Whereas if I'm like all into that person, like I'm really feeling that person, then there's no limit.
Okay. There you go. That's a start. All right. That sounds good. All right. Now we're going to bring in the champ. We're going to bring in the champ for his rebuttal. Mr. Bodega, she hit good. She gave a personal account. Mr. Bodega, who's a better lover, the men or the ladies?
Yeah, all right. It all depends on the women and on the men. It all depends how they are. You know, they're men, they're very lovable. They, you know, they go out, and not just because of the first thing that they want is just that and that's it. But they keep on doing their thing, you know, and they keep surprising their women and their wives, you know. But then the other men, you know, and I got to say it, is like they do the first thing, the first couple of weeks just to get it. And after they get it, whatever. But then again, the women are also the same, you know. They see what they want and they do whatever they got to do to get it. Who are better lovers? I guess the man. In one perspective, because you see the girl, you know, screaming, moaning, oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, oh, my God. They're screaming for something. So, you tell me.
I would have to disagree because females are more emotional and...
That's why I say because it's half and half. But then again, you got men out there. They you know, they're out there and they want to respect their women, and you know. But then you got men that they don't give a crap.
Well, no, because men don't show their emotions like women do.
Here we go. Now we're cooking.
What
you mean by that?
Like women, like we wear emotions. That's just us. We bear children, so it just makes sense. Men are more physical.
What the fuck, man? We gotta get this shit together, guys.
What is the Bandit? Lala, Bandit. I'm talking about. Is it the man who lays it down? I'm talking about tickling your feet, licking, you know, whipped cream off your ass, or is it the ladies who flip flop and twerk and all this other shit? I don't need to get in touch with no one's damn feelings. I just want to know who puts it down.
Man. And you know why? Because the man, let's say they're on the plane, right? And you're traveling. Who's the first that's going to bring it up? Yo, baby, let's go to the bathroom and do it.
See?
And then they're like, oh, shit, I'm just going to take chocolate and put it all over her. And I'm going to lick the shit out of it. Women are gonna be like, baby, get some chocolate and lick it all over me. No, they're not.
No, I disagree, and I'll tell you why. We're gonna take this video
because you have done it.
We're gonna take this back to the time. Adam and Eve, okay? Who persuaded who to do what? Okay, you got males are not creative enough to come up with ideas like that. Those ideas are generated.
What?
If they were in a relationship,
nah.
They take whatever they learned from the previous relationship into the next relationship.
I know what they're doing when they don't.
It was fun.
I do my own creation. So I don't need to somebody be like, oh, yeah, you could do this. And no, hell no. I'll be like, and that's, I don't know, in my perspective. I don't know about all the men.
Mr. Bodega. So the first time you ever put whipped cream, chocolate, strawberries, wet on somebody's leg, or down their back, honey. Wait a minute. That was just generated by you. That was an idea that you came up with solely alone.
No, I'm not saying only that. I'm saying different things. Let's go
but
to
no.
the let's go to the beach and do some kinky things in the beach at night. Let's go to we're in the plane. She's gonna bring it up, yo, baby. If I get a blanket, can you just go down there and do what you do? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and I do understand the whole plane. Oh my goodness. Okay.
The girl is gonna be like, baby, get up. And I'm gonna just give you a hit right now. You know, hell no. If you brought it up the first time, the girl's gonna be like, oh hell no, you're fucking crazy, until you beg and beg like four or five times, and they be like, okay, hurry up. Let's do it in the car. No, let's do it in the car. Please, let's do it in the car. Come on. The pants are already on down his knees. Who's a better lover, man? And then the girls go to and talk to the other girls and be like, oh my God, and this happened and that, and my toes were curling up. Oh my Lord, have you had your toes curled up? You see, I'm right.
I am done. Now, see, girls would not. Well, you know what? Then again, maybe they would.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to be sharing that type of business with other females. Period.
You know, the funniest part is that his explanation, he was on a plane three times. He said, baby, can you do this, man?
He was on a plane.
Oh, man. Okay, that's good.
Stop telling on yourself.
Lala, do you have a rebuttal?
About his plane comment? His plane scenario, his work-related experience.
You don't see Telemundo, you see Telemundo, and you see all of that. I can hook you up with the Roku. $20 a month.
By the time I actually got, like, comprehended what was being communicated, the show would be over. It wouldn't make sense at that point.
Oh, boy. Lala, we going deep, Lala. So, Lala, your thing is, it's all about body, it's all about chemistry of your partner. Like, if you feel in that person, you feel more relaxed. You feel more, you want to give that person more.
Yeah, because first of all, you don't just do those type of stuff. That's special. You don't do special things with just random people. I can't fathom the people that he's doing stuff like this with on the plane.
Hey, it was in Telemundo.
Like one night stand. And then that's a whole other topic. We might be dealing with some STDs or something. Who knows?
Hold on.
We got to get this shit together, guys.
No, but seriously. Yeah, that's just something you don't just do that with a random person. Like, there has to be an established relationship. Like, I don't understand why Mr. Bodega would use a scenario like that on a plane. Hopefully that person is a partner, significant other, spouse, somebody close to you. And you made
The thing is, like, when I used to travel a lot, I used to see that a lot. Not that I did it, but I saw that a lot. And I used to work for the airlines at one point.
And the guy, usually the boyfriend, used to come up and ask me, hey, yo, is it cool for me to go into the bathroom with my girl?
What the fuck, man?
Exactly. And I would have been like, hey, do your thing. I don't know anything. And I saw a lot of crazy stuff going down on the plane. That's what I'm saying. But no, all jokes aside and everything, you know, I think the woman is more, is a better lover because she's the one that, you know, makes sure that the man stays, like, in tune with her, you know. It makes him more like, attractive to him, you know, draws him. It makes him feel special. And that way, that's when the man be like, oh, man, she's a beautiful woman. She treats me so good. I'm going to treat her like another man have treated her, you know. And I think the woman is caring and lovable, and it doesn't matter what and how. That's in them, you know. It's like a nurturing thing, and it's natural. So I believe women are better lovers than men, because and again, they are very emotional, and they show their emotion with everything.
That's what
it's
I said.
One thing.
I know.
I was joking. You know, I'm giving you the, you know, all those plain things and everything. I've seen a lot of stuff, but yeah, I was playing. But no, all jokes aside, like I said, women are better lovers, you know, than men.
Yeah, well, I agree.
All I was saying is that you, Lala, you start off going that the air and the wind and the earth has to be all in one. I just wanted to know who put it down. That's all. Who puts it down? That's all.
I had to take you there and bring you back. You just got to keep up.
You did. I'm still left behind. I'm still trying to find my spot. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let's see.
I had to take a break.
All right.
Caliente.
I just got it. Okay, I got the scorecard. Okay, here we go. All right. Looks good. All right. We have a winner. We have a unanimous winner. Excuse me. We actually have a 15. ladies and gentlemen, we actually have a winner by default. And the reason why the person won is because the other combatant was disqualified. So to that, I have to say, winner.
That's a moral crap.
I didn't even say the winner yet. You could have won. Hold on, let me see.
I know it was.
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So the judges said the disqualification occurred with an STD statement. So the winner and returning champion. Mr. Carla Williams was disqualified for the SCB statement. Mr. Bodega is.
That is a darn shame.
Mr. Bodega, it's your victory lap, sir.
Y'all be right, cheating. We need a female on the show because I'm tired of being double teamed. It's the second week in a row I've been double teamed by y'all two now.
Oh boy, here we go.
Revenge!
laughing for?
I was just laughing at something I saw on TV. What's good, everybody? It's the Rod. We just wanted to do a special show since we had missed you. We missed to pick you up on last Monday. We return to our normal time next Monday at 9 o'clock. But we just wanted to do something special for the folks who have been so supportive of us. And we missed the show, and they were very upset at me. So I had to do a special show on Wednesday. And my bad. But, yeah, it's all good, man. We return back to our normal time next Monday at 9 o'clock. Get your cash fare ready. We'll be there to pick you up at 9, and we'll help you get through this work week the best way we know how. Man, we had to go deep today. It was a rampage show. We had to voice our opinion on this sad state of affairs that we're in this world, man. It's getting crazier. Every precaution, watch your money, watch your left, watch your right. There's senseless killings going on, and they're blaming it on people who, that's another topic. But before we get out of here, Lala, go ahead and say what's going on with TD before we get out.
I am working on, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to all the fans. Thank you, Riri. Love you, girl. Love you. Awesome response, awesome feedback. It was good to certainly connect with everyone. I enjoyed myself. Thank you, Briscoe, for the opportunity. And also, I just wanted to say I have a new role as brand ambassador for Absolute Vodka as well as Liqueur 43. So, as well as a part-time gig as a managed bar supervisor. So, I am doing extremely well. Living life, just enjoying myself.
That's definitely something. You're talented. I'm glad that everything's going good for your daughter. Lala, we definitely miss you, and I'm glad everything's going good, taking care of business. So that's a good thing. Before we get out of here, let's hear from our reigning Battle of the Sexes champion, Mr. Bodega.
No, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for the winning, you know, for the vote. Thank you, everybody,
yeah,
for listening. Hey, I didn't say STDs. Sorry.
Lala still hot. She's still hot about that.
I always ask how you sleep.
No, I just want to wish everybody a good night, you know, and thank you for listening. And Lala, I love ya, miss ya. It's all fun. It's all fun and games, you know.
It is.
And hopefully, we get to do this thing again and again and again and again.
Absolutely, Monday night, 9 o'clock.
We're back Monday night, 9 o'clock. We're doing it again on Monday. Like I said, I just want to do a special show because we had missed you on Monday. Much love to my co-host, man. I could not do this thing without them. So much love to Lala. Much love to Mr. Bodega. These are hilarious people, good people. Even in my personal life, man, I'm glad to say that I know. And I'm glad that they're with me out here. Yeah, man. So to our fans, the callers who called in, if we missed you, my bad, you know. Keep calling. We're going to get you in. Miss the live broadcast. Make sure you check us out at blogtalkradio.com/thrive. Go back and listen to the Battle of the Sexes. Maybe I can help Lala out because she's in need of a win. If you're a Mr. Bodega supporter, keep calling in. Maybe the judges will keep siding with him, you know.
I need you.
Hey, we need some support for Lala. She's been getting her butt whipped the last 2 weeks. She got the job.
Oh,
I'm
sure. That, it happened to me twice, too, so.
I think that's the first time in the history of Battle of the Sexes that someone has won under this qualification. But that's all it is.
Yeah. That's called tag teaming.
tag team.
Okay. Don't go there.
STDs. STDs. Yeah, it's
okay.
A good thing, y'all. So we just want to thank y'all for stopping out, listening at us. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the feedback. We definitely appreciate the love, man. We do it for you. So if there's a topic idea that you want to hear us argue about, or if there's something that you want to get on the air and get off your chest, let us be your forum. Give us a call, 646-716-4008, and we'll bring you on. You know, vent, do what you got to do. We know Mondays is hard, that's why we're here to get you through it. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and fade on out here. As always, a pleasure. We love y'all. And peace out. We'll talk to you again on Monday at 9. We'll see you then. One.
Good night!
Good night, good night. Buenas noches.
She said that all out. Good night, everybody.